USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A man was arrested on arson charges for setting a fire earlier this week in southern Oregon. 41-year-old Michael Bacala faces 2 counts of arson and multiple counts of criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. Residents called 911 Tuesday after seeing a man light a fire behind their home. The law arrived to find Bacala standing close to a very large fire threatening several homes. That fire eventually merged with the Almeda fire that began hours earlier. Bacala might also face murder charges. The arrest comes as 500,000 Oregonians flee wildfires. Libby and Emma Gillespie are among them. They told ABC News they left quick.
I mean, I still have my swimsuit on. I sat in the pool that day, you know.
You literally left in a swimsuit.
In a swimsuit, you know, the kids had their pajamas. Half of them didn't have shoes on.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax-lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple, you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says it could be the end of 2021 before we return to life as we knew it before COVID. He adds a vaccine will help, but there are caveats. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem? And B, does it actually work?
The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Nora bin Laden says that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A study from Johns Hopkins University shows that the data on the Sturgis motorcycle rally may be incorrect. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University are raising doubts about a study that estimated the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, led to more than 260,000 new cases of coronavirus nationwide. The study by San Diego State University also found the annual event resulted in more than $12 billion in health care costs stemming from infections. Johns Hopkins researchers say the data collected by San Diego Center economists, in fact, only supported that the Sturgis event led to a small spike in COVID-19 cases in the county that hosted the rally, as well as in surrounding areas. But the paper also called the model used to reach the study's specific finding of nearly 260,000 new cases of COVID-19 nationwide extremely weak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Police in St. Louis have issued summonses to 9 protesters for trespassing when they marched onto a private street back in June. It happened during a now-viral incident which a married couple pointed guns at protesters outside their home. A police spokesperson told the Associated Press that the St. Louis counselor's office was still deciding on whether or not to add formal charges. As far as the couple who pointed the firearms, Mark and Patricia McCloskey face a felony charge for unlawful use of a weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.